as an introduction to the practice of Dana, I wanted to say a few words about the practice of generosity in this path to freedom. Often at the end of a retreat, some people ask, how can we go on with the practice in daily life? And usually they mean formal practice, to sit down and close their eyes and to be mindful, which we understand. But the practice is not just about that, it's not just about sitting, not moving and thinking as little as possible. The practice is about freedom. And we cannot reduce the path to freedom just to sitting and without moving and thinking very little and being mindful. So it is important to understand it in all the aspect, because many aspects can be practiced in daily life, and it's very important to practice them also, because we can feel the benefit of this practice, of those practices in daily life. Mentioned yesterday that for Masi Sayadaw, the essence of the practice, so why do we meditate? In order not to grasp. You can find many similar quotations saying that we meditate in order not to grasp. But grasping does not happen only when we meditate. Not that suddenly we meditate and there is grasping. Of course, it is happening, manifesting in daily life in a sense much clearer way than we are sitting in meditation. And we have also opportunity to let go of grasping in daily life. And this practice of letting go of grasping in daily life is usually what is called the three pillars of the practice, the three pillars of the practice. And the first pillar is a practice of generosity, the second one is a practice of morality, and the third one is a practice of meditation. And each one, in a sense, has its own area of grasping that we can let go of. In the practice of generosity, the let go of is attachment. So it's an interesting place to let go of attachment. In the practice of morality, it is letting go of the wish to harm other people or oneself. And in the practice of meditation, the letting go is of concept, of confusion. So through those three practices, we let go of attachment and desire, let go of wish to harm, and let go of confusion. And that the whole aspect of the spiritual path is included in that. So the way we organize retreat here, and Dobon organizing retreat, also give the opportunity for all of us to practice those three, although there is more emphasis on the formal sitting, but the setup is also that we can explore generosity, morality, and meditation. So the practice of generosity, the fact that not being attached, letting go, and giving, of course, giving to others, is a way where we can explore that letting go of attachment. Here's a specific situation, but I guess in daily life we have many opportunities, very interesting opportunities. When we are asked for something, it can be beggars asking for money in the street. We have quite some in Geneva, for example. It's always interesting, the challenge of some people asking for something. How do I react to that? I am really being challenged. It's a very good opportunity. What do I do with those beggars asking for something? Do I find excuses not to give? So we cannot give to everyone, therefore I give to no one. So it's very, very easily settled. Otherwise, there may be also other way to go around. Some people are, when they see a beggar, they just go on the other sidewalk so that they don't, they are not challenged, they don't see the beggar that is on the street there. Many ways that we avoid this being a challenge. And it's interesting to observe what's happening here. Sometimes when I am in a coffee shop or something like that, I just look at the situation. It's so interesting to see the behavior of people. How some are avoiding and some are, can stop and give. And I see it is very clear where the freedom lies. It's very seldom lies in the people that are avoiding or if not accusing the beggars of something. Yeah, they should better find a work, you know, do something like that. Not drink, and usually those people are in such a bad shape that tell them not to drink. If only that, I guess many people have told them that for a long time, so that if that would have, were to solve the solution situation, that would have done since long time. So the freedom to give, I think it's very interesting. And one can experience that and feel in oneself where the freedom is. I remember once in Milano, in a, I think, quite a luxurious street, and I was drinking a coffee, and there was a musician playing beautifully the violin, actually, and nobody looked, nobody stopped at him. It was so fascinating that he was not existing, and suddenly one small boy, you know, asked the father to stop, because he was fascinated by this person playing the violin. So the father gave some money because he gave good education to the child, you know. But so amazing. Often the children recognize something is happening there and they are curious. But so I think it's an area to explore. And I think no need to see a teacher to wonder how one is progressing on the spiritual path. You just go in the street, meet the beggars, and you will know exactly where you are. They are just a very good indicator to show where we are in our spiritual path. And this is really, cannot be mistaken. Otherwise, we can always tell stories and teacher can always misunderstand, but there the beggars, they see through very clearly. Doesn't mean that we should give to everyone, but just to recognize the presence of the other and to acknowledge or say good morning or whatever. There's something that's happening there. Again, not because it's an obligation, not because we, I don't know, because it's an exploration of freedom. For us, for example, here, the teacher, the fact that we give and we don't ask for salary, we don't say yes, how many days, how many hours, and then we want that. It's also a practice of giving, and it's important. When we are in other situation, quite rarely, but sometimes we're in another situation where we get some salary because it's an organization that is working this way, they have no tradition of dana, and so for us it's not anymore the practice of generosity. So it is very important, and I think it's very beautiful actually that there is a trust that things can happen, and that which is so uncommon in the 21st century. It's very rare that people would work like that. Even now, people take meditation and they start to get money from it. So I think it's very important that for us as a teacher, and I guess Tobana as an organization, that protecting and defending this attitude of wanting to be on the principle of generosity. And it means there is enough trust among us and so much from Tobana that they will cover the cost. So it's a beautiful way. So explore that. Here, of course, is one possibility, but also in daily life, there's many ways. And people here, we have the staff that did a lot of work for us. It's also a huge practice of generosity. They did not just sit quietly. They had to be quite active and move quite fast so that we get the food at proper time. So that was a very great act of generosity. So there are many ways one can act. So the second one, which is quite interesting, the way it is stated also, the morality as the letting go of the wish to harm. And so it's a very strange formulation. It is not you must be a perfect being and not do bad things. It is letting go of the wish to harm. So if we understand that, we need to have the wish to harm to practice morality. And then we let go of that. And that's where we see that freedom is. If I have a mind of revenge or something like that, and when I can let go of that, I can feel the freedom there is in that. because maybe somebody have, some people have done something which is not so nice with respect to me, but when I can let go of this wish to harm or feeling of revenge, then I can feel the freedom. That's why they say, the great master or the Buddha cannot practice morality because he has no wish to harm. So the poor guy is out of morality, but luckily we can still practice morality. And there is sometimes a feeling, a negative feeling with other. It can be harming other physically, of course, but it can be also sometimes in a more subtle way, saying something negative about another person. That can be so destructive. So being aware of that, when there is this aversion or aggression in our mind, that we start to say nice things about a person, but in such a way that he's destroying his reputation, just to be aware, can I let go of that? And really to feel the freedom there is in that. Because that's quite important. And that if we see the freedom in that, then we will keep on practicing, because that's really what is the aim of the spiritual path. And the third one, we have spoken about this weekend quite a lot about meditation as being the letting go of confusion, which means not grasping. Confusion being here the way that we conceptualize, we immediately grasp at our experience, our life, through concept and generalization. So when we can stay free of those concept, elaboration, then there is, at this time, there's also a sense of freedom. And any experience not being grasped will be experienced as a deep freedom. So that way, I wanted just to say a few words about the position of generosity that we have the opportunity to practice here all together, and to say how beautiful it is. And the fact that as teacher we depend on that, and we are able to live all the material aspect of it through the generosity of people when we teach meditation, I think it's quite amazing. It's quite fantastic. And we'll certainly defend that way of organizing retreat and leading retreat. Here are the few words I want to say to place the practice of generosity.